Siman Reish Samaches Siftes Yom Tov Shechal Yos B'Shabbos Eino Masker Shal Yom Tov B'Brocha Me'in Sheva Pirish Birchus Kel Kone El Yoyin Kone Shemayim Ordet. So in that Brocha and the middle Brocha, etc., we don't mention about Yom Tov, we just mention Shabbos. That the Mishabura Sivkot Nechub Gimel Eino Masker Kilo Tiknua Ela B'Shabbos. It's not connected to the Yom Tov part. It was the Kone which they made for Shabbos. Normally saying brachas because of sakana, it's not a bracha which we require the bracha mitzad hilchos brachas. It was more a way to create a vehicle to address the sakana people being by themselves. So to create a bracha for that purpose is a chiddush. So wherever they did it, they did it. Wherever they didn't, they didn't. Okay. Sif Yud. Ein amrim bebracha me'ein sheva bebeis chasanim avelim. So chasanim during their sheva bracha sometimes they'll make a minyan in the house, at the place that they're staying, or the veilim will make a minyan where they are. So we don't say main sheva over there. The lack of time of the machan loba shiun nizaykin. So it's you have the party of the chasanim. Everybody's there. You have the veilim. They're all there. There's nobody coming there joining them, and coming late. And so they never were masakin in that situation to say the bracha. They made a minyan in their home. And he says a kolshkein, I'm not sure why it's a kolshkein, but any time that we're having a situation where a tzibur is just getting together, a group is getting together to daven in a house, they don't say. But if this approximates the act of davening in a shul, so any shul, the kana applies. So how would that approximate? If it's kavias for a period of time, sefer Torah etzlom, it can be you read them, and they have a sefer Torah as well. So, for example, they would used to have the large groups would get together during the annual fair. These very large fairs, people come from all over to do business there. So they would make minyanim. So they'd bring a sefer Torah along in that place, and they'd be there for a few days, and they would daven the Shabbos Mincha Maariv there. So they would daven Friday night there as well. Daven the basic Knesset Kabua v'Omrim. So that's like a basic Knesset Kabua, and you would say Baruch Achaz Bein Sheva. So Moshe says an interesting thing, that this is all, the reason why you need to say a Torah over here is because at the end of the day it's still only there for a few days. So you need the extra level of kviyah, so the fact that Sefer Torah is there. But if you have a minyan which is kavua the whole year, even though there's no Sefer Torah involved, there's no need to have a Sefer Torah involved to be able to say Baruch Achaz Bein Sheva. You would say Vayikulu. It's only a minyan. The bracha Vayikulu is a separate minyan totally. The lekha time. Zatim Shabura Chafhei. Mbakim Shanoikim La'omer Ein Limchus Biyadam. So if people have a minute to say it, even in these places which are not kavua, like the Beis Chasan and Beis Avelim, so the Magen Avraham says it's okay. If Magadim sees it, well, if you're not mechuyev to do it, so this argument, so now it's a bracha labatola. So at best, even if you tell me you can be say it, it's not going to be, it's going to be mechuyev. So it's a bracha labatola. So Mr. Burr seems to be my free at the end, that it's better not to. And if somebody's doing that, we should point it out that they should stop. Fine. Now, just going back one point before we turn to the page, the Bir Halacha in Yom Tov Shechal Liyos, Sakoya, the bottom Bir Halacha on page Mendalad Omer Aleph. He says this applies to Akol Yom Tov Levad Miyom Yom Tov Rishon Shal Pesach Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. They don't remember. So the first time the Pesach falls out on on Shabbos, you don't say the bracha min sheva, because the reason l'nisal mishum azikim and pesach hulel shimurim. The concern over here wasn't the goyim. The problem was the shadim and type of things. The Chazal say it's hulel shimurim, so we're not worried about the impact of the shadim. Okay. Sifir Aleph, Af B'Shabbos Shachar Yom Tov, Amrim Bracha Acha Bracha Me'ein Sheva. So if you go from Yom Tov into Shabbos, so now in that situation we could argue that the whole reason is because people come late. So people come late because they're you know, doing their last moments of work. But on Yom Tov Shachal Yosachar Shabbos, there's no reason for it to come late. Nobody's going to come late, so there'll be no reason to say Me'ein Sheva. So they're saying that's a chiddush. Once they're masakin to say it, they're masakin to say in that situation also, there's still some people which are coming. Since some level of malach is mutra and yomtiv, there are people who are going to be busy with those types of possible, not what you call their business and their work of that sort. They have things to do on yomtiv, so there's a possibility still of this being a problem, and therefore we. They still say it. Good base. Ein l'daber b'shosh armim b'yichulu, b'le b'shosh armim sheyatzib b'bracha mein sheva. So this is a time to be focused on the praise of Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's inappropriate that the person should be talking that. So Mishabura quotes the source for this, where this comes from. This is not a Gemara anywhere. It's a logic. So, but it's, the source of it is Sefer Chassidim. Mishabur Chavav, Ein Ladaber, the Tur B'Shem Sefer Chassidim, and the Tur, in the name of the Sefer Chassidim, says the following. Ma'isa b'chassid echad shirah l'chassid acher b'ma'isoi pirish b'chavad. So, we had two Chassidim, Chassid A and Chassid B. So Chassid A dies, and some time afterwards, he appears to Chassid B in a dream. The Panamarikas, and his face is green. So his here we have him in Shemayim, and his face is green, right? So Amalad Lama Panecha Marikas, why do you have a green face? Amalad Bnei Shoyisi Medaber Bayechulu B'Shoa Shoyatzibur Omrim Ubemagan Obes Mu Yiskadel Akam L'Shonim. So everybody's saying Bayechulu. I was busy schmoozing while they were saying Magan Obes, and I was busy schmoozing during Kaddish. So you notice two things over here. First of all, even a chassidim could do something wrong. Number two, they can still have a title of a chassid. And number three, it's not a good idea to be talking during these moments, because you see that even the chassid, all of his chusim, ended up being punished in Shemayim with this pun of marikas, which I don't know what it means exactly, but I guarantee you one thing, it's not good. And then if he comes back in a chaloyim from Shemayim with his face being green. Okay. The Sif Yud Gimel. Mispel shachobel hisgur shal Shabbos, so shal hispel uklal. Mishal mein shleich tzibur bracha mein sheva miroish hatzoyv is yotza. So this is a form of a chazar sashat. So the person davened Shmon Esrei in a way that he would not be yotzei. For example, he did not mention Shabbos anywhere. He davened the week that Shmon Esrei, and there's no mention of Shabbos anywhere in his Shmon Esrei. Or alternatively, now I just want to point out that was quite impressive that he was able to finish the whole Shmon Esrei from beginning to end without realizing it, A, and B, and finish in time to hear the Bracha Achas Mein Sheva from the Chazan. So either everyone else davened very slowly or he davened very quickly. And he heard the whole Me'ein Sheva from the word Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu all the way till Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos. He heard all three paragraphs, so he could use that in the place of his tefillah. Now, Shabbos is going to question something. You're telling me anytime a person does not daven, they can just be yotzer listening to Chazar Sashat. So that's basically what it's going to boil down to. Is that true? So Shabbos says that it's not. So the Mishmura Chav Zayin, Hashem Shisibur, Mishum Tefilas Arbis Rishus Mekelin and Bo. So this is really a kula. Really, if normally a person didn't daven Shmon Esrei, because he davened incorrectly, he only said the weekday Shmon Esrei, not Shabbos. Or alternatively, he didn't daven at all, And he wants to be yotze just like the Rosh. You say, if you're a Bokeh, you can't do this. But since in general, Marav is a Rishus, even though Kleist has been Mekabel, it is a minig to do, but it remains with some of the leniencies of the fact that it's a minig, that it's only Rishus. So, but he ever, if he did this, he could be yotze. Okay. No, the question which Adam was asking is, does the fact that this really was in some way a Shabbos, the Kishmon Esrei, because Mikra Din, the Yuchas Brachas are Shaykh, or the Yutes Brachas are Shaykh to Shabbos. So do we argue that that's why over here you can be Yotze with Chazara? Because that's, see, the Machaber gave two cases. One of the cases was Shalhi Spalo Klal. The person didn't daven at all, and still you can do this. So clearly it's just a leniency that we're being Sermachan. So the Moshe Dirshus says, based on this, I can tell you the following story, he says. So what about the following scenario? A person forgot to daven Maariv on a weekday, not on a Shabbos. Forgot to daven Maariv, now he comes in the morning, so he has to daven two Shmon Esreis, one for Shachris and one for Tashlum and for Maariv. So he davens one Shmon Esreis, and then he listens to Chazar Shashat of Shachris from beginning to end. So again, that would be valid, because since you're dealing with this replacing a Shmon Esrei of Maariv, which is Rishus, so using Chazor Shashat for that purpose is acceptable. Yatsa. Now, Zot Mishabur L'Chadchila, under these circumstances, he's being Yotze with the Chazor Shashat of the Bracha Achaz Mein Sheva, under those circumstances. So, yes, he's our learner. Iba sheikh tiber biila biila bitchilas a bracha ad soif bracha to Hashem akadosh Shabbos. So he quotes from the Derech Chaim that you should say along with the chazan, because we're afraid you're not going to focus. In general, we have a concern that people are not able to focus really and focus into the words. So we would say that he should read along. Okay. Now, so the problem is, that being said, we discussed regarding Chazor Shashat by Shachris, I mean Yotze by listening along. We didn't say that you say along. Why are we here? We're saying that. So that's the question that I see the most of Dirshu asked. And he brings to Chaim Kanievsky that over here the concern is that the Chazan doesn't have in mind to be Motzi you. So then it's interesting then. We're saying you're not really Yotze with the Chazan at all, you're just saying along with the Chazan, because the Chazan doesn't have in mind to be Motzi you. So, but you, as a Yachid, you have no right to do this. So it's interesting. Teres said you needed to say a Shmon Esrei, so this is like your abridged Shmon Esrei. So what does it do with the Chazan? So I'm not sure exactly how to understand what they're quoting from Chaim Kanievsky over here. Fine. If the Chazan already said Bracha Achaz Mein Sheva, you can't do your own version of it. Once you have to daven on your own, not with the Chazan, so you have to daven a full Shmon Esrei. Will you ever be Yachin Brachas Mein Sheva? You can't say on your own Brachas Mein Sheva. Come on, Dabra Shim Nisker Kadim Shashom Hashem Sibur Abracha now. Shalish Vachaseh, Akispelo and Apam Tila Sheva Keseder. Keshokam Ali Kredin Azeh, I'm Betur. If you have an option, if you if the person made a mistake in Shmon Esrei and he decided to be the Yotze with the Chazan, so once he did, he was Yotze with the Chazan, he doesn't daven again. But if he's asking what should he do, he really made a mistake. The Chazan has not said that Main Sheva yet. Should he wait for the Main Sheva, or should he just daven again? He has to answer, he should daven again, not rely on this opinion, because not everybody agrees with this opinion. Just take a look at the Bir Halacha, one or two points. So he says, "Shalish Balak Kal Koshkin Inchis or Mashiv Beruach." I mean, if a person forgot Mashiv Beruach Amorah Negoshem, so he davened Shabbos like a Shmon Esrei. Just he forgot to say Mashiv Beruach Amorah Negoshem. He could use the Bracha Achaz Mein Sheva to fulfill that. Take a look at the last Reluch of Yotzah. Chosem Mahani b'Shabbos l'chulat Abba b'Yomtah shechaldi is b'Shabbos and Yotzah b'Rikhas b'in Sheva ho b'in Masker Yomtah b'Rikhas b'in Sheva. So in a case where you have Yomtah on Shabbos, so the bracha has to be bracha Toshem HaKadosh Shabbos v'Yisov ha'Zmanim. Over here in the Torah, we're going to discuss the same Kedesh Shabbos. We're not going to mention Yom Tov, so you cannot use this Eitzah. Okay, Simon Reis Samach Tes Din Kiddush Bebeis Knesses. So we have this minute to say Kiddush and Shul. Noyim LeKaddish Bebeis Knesses Ven LeKaddish Litoim Yain Miyain Akiddush El Matim LeKotim. So he's not being yotz over there because it is not b'makom suda. He's not eating there. Now, the law is you're not allowed to eat or drink before Kiddush. You're not allowed to say Kiddush, let's just say b'makom suda. So by him, he said Kiddush on this kais. He's not planning to eat here. He was not yotz with the Kiddush that he just said. So if he's not yotz, he can't eat and he can't drink. So what does he do with his kais? So the eight says, you give it to the katan. Hence, all the shuls, we have all the katanim, take advantage of this opportunity to get a little bit of a drink. Dan Kiddush al-Makam Suda, Vayin l'kamam simre shayin gimel. So you're not really Yotzikiddush, you can't drink. Now, Mikor l'niskan ala b'shil archim, the original katanim was made because there were guests. They would stay in the. They would eat and drink in the shul. They would basically camp out in the shul. And this bracha that we're saying in shul was instituted to make sure that they have a way to be yotze their chiyuv. So the person who's saying the kiddush is not being yotze. But since he is a Barchiyuva, he has responsibility because of Arvis to invite to somebody else. So when he says his Kiddush in that scenario, it's a Kiddush of a Barchiyuva to be mighty to other people. Nowadays, where that's no longer the reality, we don't have people camping out in the shuls. So, because Al did not take away the Tekana, the Tekana remains in force. So that's why the minig of the places which they maintain the minig of Chazal. Well, Yosef Toib Lahim Hanig Shaloy the Kaddish Basic Nessus came in Eretz Yisrael. But it would be better to introduce that they don't make Kiddush. And that's the minigar to sell, but no gulam and vishosh makaja mesik nesses. And Zakhtar Ramon, the minigar is to stand. Okay. So the Mishabura. Sikonal, Matima lakotan, Ohene Yeshom and Shazel, Yizor, Litan Rak lakotan, Shalhi Gil lakinuch. So now you have a situation where the katan, you're asking him to drink before Kiddush. He's not being able to Kiddush either. So, so he's not being yotze kiddush either. So how are you allowed to give him the drink? So he's not being. So nobody's being yotze with this thing. So the teretz and tomar katan, which is loygi lechinuch. So he doesn't have this problem of being of eating before kiddush because he doesn't have a chiyuv kiddush. That's what somebody suggests. Okay. So the mishabur no. I'm not going to rum cause a b'shem and poiskim the mutter liten. I feel the katan shegi lechinuch. You can give it to a katan, which is gil chinuch, because there's not an issur of even though we have dini chinuch, the inyanim which apply to a katan in regards to limiting a zmane achila, we don't take away zmane achila. See, the issur of a katan eating before kiddush, we don't have, so he'd be allowed to drink under these circumstances. Aleph. Okay. Now, then he says, furthermore, your point is that you're going to be moitzi them with that the kiddush should not be bracha l'batol because you're being moitzi them with the bracha. If they're not gil chinuch, they have no chiyah bracha, so you're right to the bracha of the mekadesh is l'batol. If the child is lohigi lechinuch, so the bracha that the one who's saying kiddush is not being mitzi anybody. There's no chiyuv to be mechanuch ben a bracha, so there's no din to be mitzi him. So the saying of bracha dasham lekedem achalav brepei gofen for such a young child is not a bracha. So it's a bracha lebatolah. So you're asking me, okay, if he's a gilach chinuch, how are you allowed to feed him? So there are many answers, and look over there. So the mishmur writes, "Mudin mutal ha'achil l'ktanim b'shabbos b'shachris." I think kiddush. The same thing applies Shabbos morning. You haven't made kiddush yet, so can you feed a child? The answer is yes. And not only that, it's also to withhold food from the child. It's also to do it. Okay. Fine. Now, Kasach Renim, the main cotton Shagil Achino Basic Nesset, there's no such child. Azai, Shisha Kashira Via, son of the Makata, should drink. So he drank a revius. We'll see an opinion later on that drinking a revius of wine is like having a meal. So now you make kiddush b'makom suda. There wasn't an issue to drink, and we solved all our problems. We had to be you should say alagafen. We asked to lots of kiddush there. I'll have mine to be yotze. When he goes home, he gives a kiddush again. He might see his bnei bayis. So that seems to be the Mishnah Berura is putting his weight behind this idea of drinking a shir avias. The shir tzin says over here that the ayirab said just take a small sip, and the Rechaim said that's wrong. It's still also, even a sip is osur. But the eights of drinking revias makes sense because this well will be considered makom suda. And we're great. Fine, beis, dein kiddush. Haino, the ain amakadosh yotze bekiddush that, kimin den makom suda. He's not yotze because it's not home. It's not where he's eating his meal. So now it's not your kiddush. It's also to eat because you can't eat before kiddush. So how can he drink the wine? There we deal with the question of how you're allowed to drink and eat and drink in a shul. Right? So that's the question which the we dealt with before, that the Batei Knesiyos in Babel were built out tonight. That if they have a need, they can use them. So this is a valid need. So he's not being Yotze now. He's not allowed to be Yotze now. And he's being Moitzi them. So how does that work? Moitzi is a cherim, commercial causes. She's allowed to say not only the kiddush, but even the bray pek offer for somebody else, even though you're not drinking with them. Shalom the kaddish, hey. In a state of Nogam, the kaddish, and this is Bishabas, our minig is yes to. Not like the Shulchan Aruch says that we should encourage people not to do this. Our minig is the yes to it. But first night of Pesach, we don't do in the shul because the whole purpose is directly for the Archim. The first night of Pesach, there was a key of Dalat Krisis, which is on each individual person. So the Gaboyim were required to make sure each person got their own set of Dalat Krisis. So there's no need for somebody to be mitzvah to them in Kiddush because they have their own wine. So there never was such a tikkun on the night of Pesach. It's preferred to do this on wine than on bread. And the Shartian says that possibly it's also even at home, when a person doesn't have wine, they can use bread instead by Friday night, but not in shul.
This sip is all dealing with at night?
We're talking about the minig that say kiddush in the basic classes.
At night.
At night, right. Menagim like this, Madomim Mehamitza Mishitin Yayan Levesignes, Lakdusha Babdalta. There's a minig that somebody purchases the right to donate the wine for Kiddush and Abdullah, like we said, you can perkum. And the people would have a bidding war to get the schools to do that. It sounds like maybe a little bit you're making competition, etc. Don't chapter. Rambo says the minig is even if you sit for kiddush, but in case of knesses you stand lamed. Rambo shalom it says moil layefus hebrikayim. A person who stands during kiddush in the basic knesses helps deal with knee weaknesses. Okay, let's hold it here. Thank you very much. Have a good night.